here at the CSCU Solutions Conference here in beautiful Orlando, Florida with Mr. Jason Dorsey. How are you?
Woohoo! I'm doing great. Glad to be here. Awesome people, awesome leaders.
Indeed, you had a great presentation in the big room, in the big hall a little earlier, talking about Gen Z and millennials and stuff. Can you give us a quick overview of what you talked about there?
Yeah, the real message is that millennials and Gen Z are different than other generations, and this is hitting credit unions particularly hard. And the reason is many millennials don't even know what a credit union is. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking some millennials. I'm talking the majority of millennials could not accurately define what the phrase credit union means and how a credit union is different, say, from a bank or some other financing options. So we have a branding problem right off the bat. At the same time, millennials are thinking differently about money. They're buying cars later, houses later, all these different types of major financial transactions they're doing later, and they're digital first. And so as a result, they're putting a lot of pressure on credit unions to say, hey, we're here. There's 80 million of us, 80 million millennials in the U.S., but it seems like we're a little bit out of sync. Mm-hmm. So millennials aren't going to change, and I think that's a key takeaway. Millennials aren't going to suddenly become looking like they're boomers. You know, we're not going to start carrying checks. You know?
A what?
We're not going to go get a landline phone. And so it's really on the credit unions to decide, A, do we want to have millennials as members, which I think they do, and then B, if we do want to have them as members, what are the things we have to do differently? Like, what should we continue? What do we need to do differently to really attract and keep them as members at this really critical point? Because what we do know from our research is that millennials are the number one generation to refer their friends to a credit union or other banking service.
Okay.
So if you can win us, you get all our friends.
Right.
We also have the least established loyalty. We're actually worth the most amount of money to credit unions over time. I mean, we're the perfect storm for whoever adapts to us. And it's not like it's lost and the ship has sailed. We're just waiting for you to come reach out to us.
Okay. And how do credit, I mean, what is there a secret sauce? I mean, if you can nail it down to one or two things, is there a secret sauce for, because everybody in any industry, it seems like they're after this millennial generation. Is there any one or two secrets that you could provide us that credit unions could do?
Yeah, I think there's a few that jump out from our research. The first one, I'll give you three. The first one is positioning.
Okay.
And that is, we really have to explain what a credit union is, what it does, how it's different than other options. And you have to do this right on the homepage of your website and all your brochures. I mean, we take for granted, people in the industry, that everyone knows what a credit union is or what it means or what it does or how it's different. And the reality is millennials, and especially Gen Z, have no clue that that's what a credit union is or how they're different. So in plain English, you have to put that front and center. That's the first part. The second thing that credit unions can do is really talk up their local connection. You know, they have this strong local history. They're often very geographically bound and connected, and yet so often that history is missing. And just saying, oh, we've been around since 1952. Well, that doesn't mean anything. Oh, great. You're as old as my dad. You know, that doesn't tell me anything. So you want to tie that local history and really bring it to life. So we have that emotional connection. That's what draws us in. It's really, really exciting. And the third is, we want to make the offers clear. You know, a lot of times you'll go to a credit union website and it'll have phrases like, here's a rate, they'll use the term rate, or they'll use APR, they'll use different things. And that can be very confusing, because remember, millennials are doing everything later. So that means we're buying our first real car ourselves later, buying our first home later, we're doing all these things. And so you want to really tie the offer to a problem or a challenge that you can help them solve. You can make it easy to find your perfect home loan, or to find the right car loan, or to get a pre-approval letter. And why is that important when you go to buy a car? These kinds of things. And so you really want to make that specific and upfront. I mean, the trick, we were just talking about this in the last session, we went to it in great detail, but it was, how do you make your website work for people that are already members, and how do you make it work for people that are prospective members?
Oh boy.
Two very different groups. And I think a lot of credit unions struggle with that messaging. And once you can get clear on who those are, and once you can get clear on what success is with each of those, then you can really make the website work. You know, and we do so many website reviews and digital reviews where we show credit union boards, here's how to look at your website through the lens of a millennial or a Gen Z who doesn't know where everything already is on your website. And that's the hardest part for a lot of boards to really understand.
Yeah, you even mentioned it, I caught the tail end of it, that make some how-to videos. I mean, like, not like some big Hollywood production, but something very authentic, you know, something that you did off the iPhone or something like that.
Yeah, nothing as fancy as this video we're doing. But the but really, what I was talking about there is millennials are searching for answers, and they go online, they type how to get a car loan or how to buy my first house or whatever it is. And we need credit unions to provide those videos to us in really simple terms. They can be homemade with an iPhone, hosted on YouTube or wherever, because millennials, we know, will watch a video before they'll read text. reading is work. So we want to make this super easy for them. Hey, watch this video, and in 30 seconds, we'll tell you the three things you need to know to buy your first home.
Yep.
Those kind of resources are what we're looking for.
Okay. And one of the, in your big presentation in there, you talked about the branch visit being awkward for millennials. Why is it awkward? What's up here?
Yeah. The branch visit is incredibly awkward for millennials. It's like going back to the middle school cafeteria. You know, first I got to drive over there, which is very inconvenient. Then I have to park, which is awful. And then I walk in, and everybody's so happy to see me, and they're all staring at me, and I'm by myself. And it's like, oh, I have no friends, and now you're trying to sell me something. It's extremely awkward. And then you walk in a lot of times, and when we do these branch reviews, there's no clear signage on here's where the line starts. Mm-hmm. You know, here's where you go first. If you're looking for this, go over here, or this is the alley, or whatever it is. Like, it's very confusing. And so what we're trying to say is you want to simplify the pathway. And that's true online, and it's absolutely true in the branch. Make it super simple and super easy, and get some decent coffee, man. Get rid of that awful coffee. I know you like the guy that founded it. They're really sweet people. Get some, like, good coffee. It'll cost you $10 more a month, and everybody will notice it, right?
Word spreads. Word spreads about the Java, by golly. Hey, I want to talk about, just real quickly here, Gen Z, because that's the next up-and-coming target that everyone's going to be going after. What can you tell us about Gen Z?
Yeah, absolutely. So the company that I co-founded, it's called the Center for Generational Kinetics, and we're the number one millennials and Gen Z research firm in the world. Okay. So we're constantly doing studies, and we have a new study about to come out, so I'm going to give you a sneak peek. Sneak peek!
Cool!
Tell anybody. Shh! And the sneak peek is there's three big trends we're already noticing with Gen Z. And just for simplification, millennials today in the U.S. are about 22 on the young side up to about 39. That's roughly the range, approximately. Gen Z is about 21 and under. We're not exactly sure when they stop yet because they're too young to study, but roughly 21 and under. So in our new national study on Gen Z, we found all kinds of shocking discoveries and how different they are from millennials. And frankly, why we think Gen Z is a great fit for credit unions. But if we just stop there, the three big trends that we found already that stood out. First is Gen Z is entering the workforce with lower expectations. They literally think that, you know, I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna have to work harder. I'm gonna have to pay my dues. It's gonna take some time. It's not gonna happen instantly, which is great, you know, for employers, great for America. Terrible for millennials, you know. You got the Gen Z saying, "Yeah, I'll do whatever it takes. Give me a chance." That's literally their motto. And then you got millennials like, "Hey, it's been a month. Where's my promotion?" So there's some conflict there that we think will play out. The second is that Gen Z is intentionally choosing to go to less expensive colleges and universities. And this is important because it means that when they go to graduate, they'll graduate with less college debt.
Well, that's a good thing.
Very good thing for everyone. Lots of relief parents out there. And what it also gives you is mobility. It gives you the freedom to take a different type of job, good to point. Move somewhere, because you're not dragging around all this debt. And then the third part is we're seeing that Gen Z is much more frugal with their money. And you'll notice all of these align with credit unions. And in terms of the frugality, what we're seeing is they're choosing not to buy clothes that have logos or brands on them because they're more expensive, they go out of style too fast, you're kind of overpaying for them versus fast fashion. We're seeing them really even use coupons and doing all these different kinds of things to reduce the cost because what they said in the end of the whole national study, all the Gen Zers, basically the summary was, we don't want to end up like millennials.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And they're that aware.
They're very aware. They're old enough to see what happened to millennials and go, I don't want that. And so so if you want the whole study, it'll be up after April the 21st.
Cool. We'll link to it.
GenHQ.com. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Yeah, and there'll be pictures for the millennials. What?
All right. Great message to end on. Jason, always a pleasure, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you for what you do. You guys rock.